One.
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 1033 Amp Radio.
New hit music. Way. Fewer commercials.
Yeah, this is the TJ Show. quote unquote show.
Oh, good. Did you get Ari on the phone from the Winter Walk, producer Matt?
Yep.
Awesome. What an incredible event that's been happening for 4 years now. Is that right, Ari?
That's correct. We're about to take our fourth walk.
You guys invited me to this event, and I'm so happy. And Lauren and producer Matt, if you're around, you guys are doing this 2 mile walk in honor of the homeless community, and you pick the coldest month of the year.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We feel like, you know, there's a huge community in our midst who don't have a choice where they are in the elements, like a rainy day today. So it's just a couple miles in the shoes of people experiencing homelessness. And we walk together with people who don't have homes. So it's a really special day.
And that's, I know you awesome. Guys, you get together with the people we love over at Boston Rescue Mission and then a bunch of other shelters around the neighborhood. And it's a great way to raise awareness about what's really going on out there. It's followed by a luncheon where everyone can hang out together after the walk. And it's an incredible event. And I'm so grateful that I just found out about it recently and that you guys thought of us to invite us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would love you all there. We're so grateful that you're sharing it with all your listeners. It's a really fun day. It's a serious topic, and we're reaching out to so many people to learn about all these incredible shelters and service providers in Boston, like Healthcare for the Homeless and Boston Medical Center, Pine Street Inn, Brookview House, Bridge Over Troubled Waters, Y2Y and Harvard Square, these amazing, caring individuals. And so to reach an audience like yours of caring people is really special for us.
Well, Ari, we love our listeners because they have been so generous over the last couple years with the TJ Show Sock Drive. This past year, we were over 40,000 pairs of socks.
Yeah.
All of our listeners' work, they just donated so much and so generously. And Boston Rescue Mission had this huge mountain-sized pile of socks that they had to find a way to store, and they did.
It's amazing,
and
in their basement.
They even said, you know, when people come into the shelter, we're going to have to give them more socks than we ever have in the past.
Oh, darn.
We got to use them up. So it's our audience, they love hearing about organizations like this, events like this, and all the details are at winterwalkboston.org. People still can get involved. They can still be a part of the walk. They can still find out all the information if they go to that website, correct?
Exactly. They can keep signing up to walk right up until the day of. They can show up that morning. We want everybody there to share awareness and walk together.
And it's a really great opportunity because you're with people who were once homeless, are currently homeless, and you're walking side by side, and it starts at Copley, it ends at Copley.
Right. We begin and end there, so we start registering people at 8:30 in the morning. We set off for a walk at 9. The event is over no later than 11 in the morning. You have your whole day left to enjoy and think about the good you did that morning.
Awesome.
And also, I'm just going to check the weather a moment. Hold on.
I already did.
What is it?
It's not bad. It was like 35 and sunny.
35 and sunny.
Yeah,
so,
it's great.
Right? Could be worse. There have been years where it was down to like 17 or something crazy like that, right?
Negatives in February? Yeah.
Yeah. Ari, so in a way, you know, if you're concerned about the cold, thankfully it's not
also,
as cold as it usually is.
That's the whole point.
Right. Ari, we love what you guys do, and we're totally on board with what you need from us. So we're going to talk after the show, too. I want to find out even more about what we can do to help. But this Sunday, it's happening. Get all the details, winterwalkboston.org. And we thank you so much for doing this now for a fourth year in a row.
Thank you so much.
There she is, Ari, doing a great event, winterwalkboston.org. Get all the details. And even if you can't make it, just finding out about what they do, reading through the website, getting all the details. It's a great event. This is 103.3 Amp Radio.